So I want to talk a little bit about your patient in terms of what happened. I don't think we have to go through all the details, but I am curious kind of how the patient presented and was diagnosed. This is a 50-year-old man, huh?
Yeah, so the first case was really a 50-year-old who had known chronic HBV, was on antiviral therapy, had excellent liver function with Child's Pugh A liver function. And basically, the patient had done initially screening for liver cancer as he was in a higher risk group, but was lost to follow up and basically presented to his primary care physician with constitutional symptoms, you know, sort of fatigue, maybe a new cough that prompted, you know, general workup with laboratories, which were mostly unremarkable. He did end up having a chest radiograph, which showed pulmonary nodules, which led to further cross-sectional imaging with a CT, three-phase liver, pelvis, and chest, which basically showed HCC by imaging characteristics. So multiple tumors within the liver by lobar, as well as multiple pulmonary nodules. AFP was also elevated at that time, and he was then referred for further therapeutic considerations.
So I see that, I mean, the AFP was 10,000.
Yes.